48. He is a good man, despite it all. He is a good man. A sacrificing man. In truth, all of his actions, all of the deaths, destructions, and pains that he has caused, have hurt him deeply. All of these things were, in truth, a kind of sacrifice for him. Elland yawned, looking over the letter he'd penned to Jastis. Perhaps he could persuade his former friend to see reason. If he couldn't, well, a duplicate of the wooden coin Jastis had been using to pay the Koloss sat on Elland's desk. It was a perfect copy, whittled by Clubs himself. Elland was pretty certain that he had access to more wood than Jastis did. If he could help Penrod stall for a few more weeks, they might be able to make enough money to bribe the Koloss away. He set down his pen, rubbing his eyes. It was late. Time to... His door slammed open. Elland spun and caught sight of a flustered Vin dashing across the room and into his arms. She was crying. And she was bloody. "Vin," he said, "what happened?"
"I killed him,"
she said, head buried in Elland's chest.
"Who?"
"Your brother,"
she said.
"Zane. Straff's Mistborn. I killed him."
"Wait, what? My brother?"
Vin nodded.
"I'm sorry."
"Forget about that, Vin,"
Elland said, gently prying her back and pushing her into his chair. She had a gash on her cheek, and her shirt was slick with blood.
"Lord Ruler, I'm going to get Sazed right now."
"Don't leave me,"
she said, holding his arm. Elland paused. Something had changed. She seemed to need him again.
"Come with me, then. We'll both go see him."
Vin nodded, standing. She teetered just a bit, and Elland felt a spike of fear. But the determined look in her eyes wasn't something he wanted to challenge. He put his arm around her, letting her lean on him as they walked to Sazed's quarters. Elland paused to knock, but Vin simply pushed her way into the dark room, then wobbled and sat down on the floor just inside.
"I'll sit here,"
she said. Elland paused worriedly by her side, then raised his lamp and called toward the bedchamber.
"Sazed!"
The terraceman appeared a moment later, looking exhausted and wearing a white sleeping robe. He noticed Vin, blinked a few times, then disappeared into his chambers. He returned a moment later with a metal mind bracer strapped to his forearm and a bag of medical equipment.
"Now, Lady Vin," Sazed said, setting the bag down. "What would Master Kelsier think, seeing you in this condition? You ruin more clothing in this manner, I think."
"This isn't a time for levity, Sazed," Elland said.
"I apologize, Your Majesty," Sazed said,
carefully cutting the clothing away from Vin's shoulder.
"However, if she is still conscious, then she isn't in serious danger."
He peered closer at the wound, absently lifting clean cloths from his bag.
"You see?" Sazed asked. "The gash is deep, but the blade was deflected by the bone, and missed hitting any major vessels. Hold this here."
He pressed a cloth to the wound, and Elland put his hand on it. Vin sat with her eyes closed, resting back against the wall, blood dripping slowly from her chin. She seemed more exhausted than in pain. Sazed took his knife and cut away the front of Vin's shirt, exposing her wounded chest. Elland paused.
"Perhaps I should..." "Stay,"
Vin said. It wasn't a plea, but a command. She raised her head, opening her eyes as Sazed tisked quietly at the wound, then got out a numbing agent and some needle and thread.
"Elland," she said, "I need to tell you something."
He paused. "All right."
"I've realized something about Kelsier," she said quietly. "I always focus on the wrong things when it comes to him. It's hard to forget the hours he spent training me to be an Allomancer. Yet it wasn't his ability to fight that made him great. It wasn't his harshness or his brutality, or even his strength or his instincts."
Elland frowned.
"Do you know what it was?"
she asked. He shook his head, still pressing the cloth against her shoulder.
It was his ability to trust, she said. It was the way that he made good people into better people. The way that he inspired them. His crew worked because he had confidence in them, because he respected them. And in return, they respected each other. Men like Breeze and Clubs became heroes because Kelsier had faith in them.
She looked up at him, blinking tired eyes.
And you are far better at that than Kelsier ever was, Elend. He had to work at it. You do it instinctively, treating even weasels like Phylon as if they were good and honorable men. It's not naivete, as some think. It's what Kelsier had, only greater. He could have learned from you.
You give me too much credit, he said. She shook a tired head. Then she turned to Sazed.
Sazed? She asked. Yes, child. Do you know any wedding ceremonies?
Elend nearly dropped the cloth in shock.
I know several, Sazed said as he tended the wound. Some 200, actually. Which one is the shortest? Vin asked.
Sazed pulled a stitch tight.
The people of Larsta only required a profession of love before a local priest. Simplicity was a tenet of their belief structure, a reaction, perhaps, to the traditions of the land they were banished from, which was known for its complex system of bureaucratic rules. It is a good religion, one that focused on simple beauty found in nature.
Vin looked at Elend. Her face was bloody, her hair a mess.
Now see, he said. Vin, don't you think that maybe this should wait until, you know...
Elend, she interrupted. I love you.
He froze.
Do you love me? She asked.
This is insane.
Yes, he said quietly.
Vin turned to Sazed, who was still working.
Well?
Sazed looked up, fingers bloodied.
This is a very strange time for such an event, I think.
Elend nodded in agreement.
It's just a little bit of blood, Vin said tiredly. I'm really all right, now that I've sat down.
Yes, Sazed said. But you seem somewhat distraught, Lady Vin. This isn't a decision to be made lightly, under the influence of strong emotions.
Vin smiled.
The decision to get married shouldn't be made because of strong emotions?
Sazed floundered.
That isn't exactly what I meant. I'm simply not certain that you are fully in control of your faculties, Lady Vin.
Vin shook her head.
I'm more in control than I have been for months. It's time for me to stop hesitating, Sazed. Time to stop worrying. Time to accept my place in this crew. I know what I want now. I love Elend. I don't know what kind of time we'll have together, but I want some, at least.
Sazed sat for a moment, then returned to his sewing.
And you, Lord Elend? What are your thoughts?
What were his thoughts? He remembered just the day before, when Vin had spoken of leaving and the wrenching he had felt. He thought of how much he depended on her wisdom and her bluntness and her simple, but not simplistic, devotion to him. Yes, he did love her. The world had gone chaotic recently. He had made mistakes. Yet despite everything that had happened, and despite his frustrations, he still felt strongly that he wanted to be with Vin. It wasn't the idyllic infatuation he'd felt a year and a half ago at the parties, but it felt more solid.
Yes, Sazed, he said. I do want to marry her. I have wanted it for some time. I don't know what's going to happen to the city or my kingdom, but I want to be with Vin when it comes.
Sazed continued to work.
Very well, then, he finally said. If it is my witness you require, then you have it.
Elend knelt, still pressing the cloth on Vin's shoulder, feeling a little bit stunned.
That's it, then?
Sazed nodded.
It is as valid as any witness the obligators could give you, I think. Be warned. The Lasta love oath is binding. They knew no form of divorce in their culture. Do you accept my witness of this event? Vin nodded.
Elend felt himself doing the same.
Then you are married, Sacid said, tying off his thread, then draping a cloth across Vin's chest. Hold this for a bit, Lady Vin, and staunch the rest of the bleeding.
Then he moved on to her cheek. I feel like there should be a ceremony or something, Ellen said.
I could give you one, if you wish, Sacid said. But I do not think you need one. I have known you both for some time, and am willing to give my blessing to this union. I simply offer counsel. Those who take lightly promises they make to those they love are people who find little lasting satisfaction in life. This is not an easy time in which to live. That does not mean that it has to be a difficult time to love. But it does mean that you will find unusual stresses upon your lives and your relationship. Do not forget the love oath you made to each other this evening. It will give you much strength in the days to come, I think.
With that, he pulled the last stitch tight on Vin's face, then finally moved to the shoulder. The bleeding there had mostly stopped, and Sazed studied the wound for a moment before beginning work on it. Vin looked up at Elend, smiling, looking a bit drowsy. He stood and walked over to the room's wash basin and returned with a damp cloth to wipe off her face and cheek.
I'm sorry, she said quietly, as Sazed moved around and took the place Elend had been kneeling in.
Sorry, Elend said. About my father's mistborn? Vin shook her head.
No. For taking so long.
Elend smiled. You're worth the wait. Besides, I think I had to figure a few things out as well.
Like how to be a king?
And how to stop being one. Vin shook her head.
You never stopped being one, Elend. They can take your crown, but they can't take your honor.
Elend smiled. Thank you. However, I don't know how much good I've done the city. By even being here, I've divided the people, and now Straff will end up in control.
I'll kill Straff if he puts one foot in this city.
Elend gritted his teeth. Back to the same problems again. They could only hold Vin's knife against his neck for so long. He'd figure out a way to wiggle around, and there was always Jastis and those Kolos.
Your Majesty, Sazed said as he worked, perhaps I can offer a solution.
Elend glanced down at the terraceman, raising an eyebrow.
The Well of Ascension, Sazed said.
Vin opened her eyes immediately.
Tyndwill and I have been researching the Hero of Ages, Sazed continued. We are convinced that Rashik never did what the hero was supposed to. In fact, we aren't even convinced that this Elendi of 1,000 years ago was the hero. There are too many discrepancies, too many problems and contradictions. In addition, the mists, the deepness, are still here. And now they are killing people.
Elend frowned. What are you saying? Sazed pulled a stitch tight.
Something still needs to be done, Your Majesty. Something important. Looking at it from a smaller perspective, it might seem that the events at Luthadel and the rise of the Well of Ascension are unrelated. However, from a larger view, they may be solutions to one another.
Elend smiled. Like the lock and the key.
Yes, Your Majesty, Sazed said, smiling. Precisely like that. It thumps, Vin whispered, eyes closing. In my head. I can feel it.
Sazed paused, then wrapped a bandage around Vin's arm.
Can you feel where it is?
Vin shook her head.
There doesn't seem to be a direction to the pulses. I thought they were distant, but they're getting louder.
That must be the well returning to power, Sacid said. It is fortunate that I know where to find it.
Elend turned, and Vin opened her eyes again.
My research has revealed the location, Lady Vin, Sacid said. I can draw you a map from my metal mines.
Where?
Vin whispered.
North, Sacid said. In the mountains of Terrace, atop one of the lower peaks known as Deratatith. Travel there will be difficult this time of year.
I can do it,
Vin said firmly as Sacid turned to working on her chest wound. Elend flushed again, then paused as he turned away.
I'm married.
You're going to leave? Elend asked, looking to Vin. Now?
I have to, Vin whispered. I have to go to it, Elend.
You should go with her, Your Majesty, Sacid said.
What?
Sacid sighed, looking up. We have to face facts, Your Majesty. As you said earlier, Straff will soon take this city. If you are here, you will be executed. However, Lady Vin will undoubtedly need help securing the well.
It's supposed to hold great power, Elend said, rubbing his chin. Could we, you think, destroy those armies? Vin shook her head.
We couldn't use it, she whispered. The power is a temptation. That's what went wrong last time. Rashik took the power instead of giving it up.
Giving it up? Elend asked. What does that mean?
Letting it go, Your Majesty, Sacid said. Letting it defeat the deepness on its own.
Trust, Vin whispered. It's about trust.
However, Sacid said, I think that releasing this power could do great things for the land, change things, and undo much of the damage the Lord Ruler did. I have a strong suspicion that it would destroy the Kolos, since they were created by the Lord Ruler's misuse of the power.
But Straff would hold the city, Elend said.
Yes, Sacid said. But if you leave, the transition will be peaceful. The Assembly has all but decided to accept him as their emperor, and it appears that he'll let Penrod rule as a subject king. There will be no bloodshed, and you will be able to organize resistance from outside. Besides, who knows what releasing the power will do? Lady Vin could be left changed, much as the Lord Ruler was. With the crew in hiding within the city, it should not be so difficult to oust your father, particularly when he grows complacent in a year or so.
Elend gritted his teeth. Another revolution. Yet what Sacid said made sense. For so long we've been worrying about the small scale. He glanced at Vin, feeling a surge of warmth and love. Maybe it's time I started listening to the things she's been trying to tell me. Sacid, Elend said, a sudden thought occurring to him. Do you think that I could convince the Terrace people to help us?
Perhaps, Your Majesty, Sacid said. My prohibition against interfering, the one I have been ignoring, comes because I was given a different assignment by the Synod, not because we believe in avoiding all action. If you could convince the Synod that the future of the Terrace people will be benefited by having a strong ally in Luthadel, you may just be able to get yourself military aid from Terrace.
Elend nodded, thoughtful.
Remember the lock and the key, Your Majesty, Sacid said, finishing off Vin's second wound. In this case, leaving seems like the opposite of what you should do. However, if you look at the larger picture, you will see that it's precisely what you need to do.
Vin opened her eyes, looking up at him, smiling.
We can do this, Elend. Come with me.
Elend stood for a moment. Lock and key. All right, he said. We'll leave as soon as Vin is able.
She should be able to ride tomorrow, Sacid said. You know what pewter can do for a body.
Ellen nodded. All right. I should have listened to you earlier, Vin. Besides, I've always wanted to see your homeland, Sazed. You can show it to us now.
I will need to stay here, I fear, Sazed said. I should leave for the south to continue my work there. Tyndall, however, can go with you. She has important information that needs to be passed on to my brethren, the Keepers.
It will need to be a small group, Vin said. We'll have to outrun, or perhaps sneak past, Straff's men.
Just you three, I think, Sazed said. Or perhaps one other person to help with watches while you sleep. Someone skilled in hunting and scouting. Lord Lesterbornes, perhaps?
Spook would be perfect, Ellen said, nodding. You're sure the other crew members will be safe in the city?
Of course they won't, Vin said, smiling. But they're experts. They hid from the Lord Ruler. They'll be able to hide from Straff, particularly if they don't have to worry about keeping you safe.
Then it is decided, Sazed said, standing. You two should try to rest well tonight, despite the recent change in your relationship. Can you walk, Lady Vin?
No need, Ellen said, leaning down and picking her up. She wrapped her arms around him, though her grip was not tight, and he could see that her eyes were already drooping again. He smiled. Suddenly the world seemed a much simpler place. He would take some time and spend it on what was really important. Then, once he and Vin had sought help from the north, they could return. He actually looked forward to coming back and tackling their problems with renewed vigor. He held Vin tight, nodding goodnight to Sazed, then walking out toward his rooms. It seemed that everything had worked out fine in the end.
Sazed stood slowly watching the two leave. He wondered what they would think of him when they heard of Luthadel's fall. At least they would have each other for support. His wedding blessing was the last gift he could give them. That, and their lives.
How will history judge me for my lies? He wondered. What will it think of the Terraceman who took such a hand in politics? The Terraceman who would fabricate mythology to save the lives of his friends?
The things he'd said about the well were, of course, falsehoods. If there was such a power, he had no idea where it was, nor what it would do. How history judged him would probably depend on what Elend and Vin did with their lives. Sazed could only hope that he had done the right thing. Watching them go, knowing that their youthful love would be spared, he couldn't help but smile at his decision. With a sigh, he stooped down and gathered up his medical items. Then he retreated to his rooms to fabricate the map he had promised Vin and Elend. The End of Part 4.